chapter 49 to 51. Let him who has love in the Anointed One keep the transmitted messages of the Anointed One. Who can describe the bond of the love of God? Who is able to express the splendor of its beauty? The height to which love lifts is inexpressible. Love unites us to God. Love covers a multitude of sins. Love bears all things, is long-suffering in all things. There is nothing base in love, nothing arrogant. Love admits no division. Love does not give rise to seditions. Love does everything in harmony. In this love, all the elect ones of God have been made perfect. Without love, nothing is well-pleasing to God. In love, the Master has received us to Himself. On account of the love He had for us, the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, gave His blood for us by the will of God, and His flesh for our flesh, and His soul for our souls. You see, beloved, how great and marvelous is this love, and that its perfection is beyond expression. Who is sufficient enough to be found in it, except those whom God makes worthy? Therefore, let us ask and beg for His mercy, that we may live blameless in love, free from all human predilection. All the generations from Adam, even to this day, have passed by. Instead, those who were made perfect in love by the favor of God have a place among the pious ones. They shall be made manifest at the revelation of the kingdom of the Anointed One. For it is written, "Enter into your chambers for a little time, until my anger and fury pass. And I will remember a good day, and will resurrect you from your tombs." Blessed are we, beloved, if we fulfill the commandments of God in the harmony of love, so that through love our sins may be forgiven. For it is written, "Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is a man whose sin the Lord will not account to him, but in whose mouth there is no treachery." This blessing comes upon those who have been elected by God through Jesus, the Anointed One, our Lord, to whom be the glory to the ages of the ages. Amen. Therefore, let us implore forgiveness, even for everything which we have done through the suggestion of the opponent. Even those who were the chiefs of sedition and dissension must look to the common hope. For those who live in fear and love would prefer that they themselves, rather than their neighbors, should undergo sufferings. But they would more willingly suffer their own condemnation rather than the loss of that harmony which has been beautifully and righteously handed down to us. For it is more beautiful for a man to confess his blunders than to harden his heart, as the hearts of those were hardened who stirred up the sedition against Moses, the attendant of God. Their condemnation was made plain to everyone, for they went down alive into the netherworld, and death swallowed them up. Pharaoh and his army, and all the leaders of Egypt, both the chariots and their riders, were sunk in the depths of the Sea of Reeds and perished. For no other reason than that their foolish hearts were hardened, after so many signs and portents had been wrought in the land of Egypt by Moses, the attendant of God.